is Southside.
So one of the key aspects of our podcast site, which is obviously accessed through southsidebroadcasting.com, new podcast, has been the fact that October 2010 is very much focused on Spiritual Marketing Awareness Month. And there's lots of stuff up there, lots of heaps of material, even more to come as the sort of days and weeks proceed and so on. But we thought to ourselves, well, this is all very nice, this is all wonderful material. But there's Aaron Craig, one of our presenters of Chef's Choice, head chef, of course. Which restaurant, Aaron?
Solbridge Hall.
Solbridge Hall, indeed. Worked with Heston Blumenthal, amongst other things. I spoke about Spiritual Marketing Awareness Month and Spiritus. And he said, I don't want to be converted to a new religion. It's a different line entirely. So I thought, let's take this from the next logical routine, you know, working your journalistic skills, etc., and give you the chance to actually put a few questions about the whole organisation and how it connects together, and how possibly even within the catering world and the world of restaurateurs and food supplies and so on, there's a very definite resonance between this. So without any further ado, can I introduce you formally, and of course our listeners to the podcast here, to a founder of Spiritus Marketing and indeed the main driving force behind the international, global Spiritual Marketing Awareness Month. Of course, Sheila Jones. Are you there, Sheila?
I am indeed, Alex.
Excellent. Aaron, over to you.
Hi, Sheila.
Hello, Aaron.
Me and Alex were talking this, obviously, earlier on off air, and my first question is, what was it all about?
Well, let me put it back to you, because I'm interested to talk to somebody who obviously comes to this with probably very little awareness about what we're talking about. What does spiritual marketing mean? What does that mean to you when you hear that?
Well, as Alex said, I thought it was some kind of religious thing. So I wasn't too sure what it was all about, really.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it might have been something religious.
Mm-hmm. Well, it isn't. Spiritual marketing is all about marketing from spirit. It's marketing that reflects your values, who you are inside. The Christians call it Holy Spirit. Other religions have their name for it. Others who don't follow religion know that there's something inside us, something bigger than us.
Yeah.
And that gives rise to values, to things that are important to us. And spiritual marketing is reflecting that accurately and totally and consistently in the way that you do business.
Right.
Does that make more sense to you?
Yeah, it does, yeah. So how has it affected your life then, using that?
Well, what happened to me was that I saw that lots of people were trying to pretend to be what they weren't.
Yeah.
For all sorts of reasons. Either they thought it was a thing to do, they had beliefs maybe that came from childhood that this is how you should do things, but they went against how they felt inside. And businesses trying to put one face on to their customers and then in the boardroom talking about completely different things. The banks come particularly to mind, and I could talk about that for ages. It's the disconnect that I saw in businesses where they weren't actually accurately reflecting their values because they thought that it was better or it would pay them off better in the marketplace not to.
Yeah. So this is something, obviously, from, as you said, you mentioned the banks, but it springs to mind sort of like politicians right down to like people like myself.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Everybody has different values. I always refer to the different supermarkets.
Yeah.
Because somebody like Asda, the thing that really matters to them is low prices.
Yeah.
And the people who go there go for the low prices. Somebody like Waitrose, completely different. They're very much focused on quality, and people who shop there are prepared to pay whatever's needed for the quality. And if you talk to the shoppers in both of those shops, they will say, well, the other one, gosh, I can't imagine just not bothering about quality but paying low prices. And the low price people say, oh, I wouldn't pay that much for quality. Different people, different folk. The reason both of those businesses are successful is because each one accurately and totally reflects in their marketing what they're about.
Yeah, and who they're obviously wanting to shop there.
Yeah. Now, where you get a disconnect can be on certain markets, for instance. Now, not farmers markets, but there are other food markets around. And you find there, you go there, and you find that things aren't what you're expecting because they're not as local as you were expecting them to be. You find that they're not at low prices, and they're maybe not even good quality. You feel that disconnect, you get upset, and you say, huh, don't like that place.
Mm, That's right. So, obviously, this is October is the month where you're sort of promoting this. What sort of things are happening this month?
Well, what we've got is a whole load of our members are writing an article. Most days we've got a different article up, and it's focusing on one aspect of what spiritual marketing actually means. So some people have been talking about this congruence. We talk about congruence between what you feel, what your beliefs are, and the face that you put onto the world. So we've been talking about that. We've been talking about the clarity, the things of how people hide things, and how people hide things from themselves, which is very common, that they don't realize that they're hiding things. And we've had people talking about the courage that it takes to stand up for what you really inside you think, and to keep checking that. And Alex talks about the tummy test. I think the tummy test is brilliant. If you're not quite sure about something, how does it feel in your tummy?
Yeah.
And then we're talking about the fourth part of spiritual marketing is that you have a profitable and a sustainable business. And I come across a lot of small business owners, particularly in the service industry, who feel guilty about charging the price that they should do.
Yeah. It's fascinating, really, and it's a thing that's happened globally as well, isn't it?
We're certainly global, yes. Yeah. We've always been. That's the whole point. What we're not at the moment is multilingual, but that's the next thing that we want to be.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's amazing, really, and from my point of view, it sounds really good. You've definitely opened my eyes to what it's all about.
Mm.
So let's just take a couple of stages further, because we've got a few moments on this, Sheila. Aaron, you do a lot of work in terms of dealing with customers who are not just from the eating point of view, the restaurant customers and so on, but obviously from people who are sourcing food, vegetables and so on too. I mean, obviously we can't mention any names here, but I mean, you roughly get, what, 3-4 competing bids from various folk, etc.?
Yeah.
So how can something, Sheila, like, you know, spiritual marketing awareness and that stuff, how can that be applied into the kind of day-to-day work that Aaron might do?
Well, there's one thing that strikes me as a bit of a not spiritual marketing, where maybe there's a disconnect for me, and that's the world of pizzas.
Yeah.
Where I think that they have done a very successful con job on the public by persuading people to pay vast amounts of money for very few and very inadequate ingredients.
Yeah.
Spread thinly on a pizza, 8-9 quid, easy for a pizza. Come on.
Yeah.
And people feel, you know, they vaguely feel we're being got at here.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. There was a big thing about in the papers, obviously, yeah, you have a ham pizza and then it's more turkey than ham, so they're perceiving it to be something else.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So there's a disconnect on that. Again, it depends what the values are. As long as it's clear, people will get it and they'll come back again. If there is that disconnect, and if there's... price is obviously one thing that's crucial in this market. And if people feel that they are paying for what they're getting, then they're going to feel happy. But if they feel, again, that the marketing is out of line with the product that's being offered, then, that place will not succeed.
Yeah. And how do you fit this into your daily life, then? Because I'd probably find that quite hard, being doing that, really.
Well, it translates into... We've got, actually, a very good little quiz on the blog, and that sort of covers some of the things that you might not think about that are... You would come across in your business life.
Yeah.
And if you go and have a look at the quiz, it asks you about 9 different things. One of the questions, for instance, which you might not think about is, do your best customers like the same sort of things that you do?
Well, I'd hope so.
Well, that's interesting, because quite a lot, I hear businesses saying, my business would be fantastic if I didn't have to deal with customers.
Yeah.
Now, if your customers are on the same wavelength as you, first of all, it's a darn sight nicer way of doing business. But then it means that you are dealing with like-minded people, and that's spiritual marketing.
Yeah.
You know, so that's one sort of one thing.
I'll definitely have to check your website, because it sounds quite amazing, really. So it's something I'll definitely have a look at when I get home.
Yeah, it's not as... inaccessible as you might think.
Yeah.
In fact, shall we have that as a challenge, Aaron? You know, something to go along with
always
Chef's Choice.
And
it's the way the South Side operates, you know about by now. Let's sort of see how this sort of works and maybe sort of look at this as a way of maybe approaching things. Are you looking to develop in all sorts of areas? Yeah. Who knows? It could just be an interesting line to pursue. I'm sure Sheila wouldn't mind if you came back and said, it's rubbish, you know.
Sure.
Is that right, Sheila?
This was the whole point of setting up this as a discussion. We have set it up as a place where people can come and talk about it, because I think that these things get clarified by discussion.
Yeah, definitely.
And I welcome it, absolutely.
Precisely. You see, it's important to actually work through that whole basis. Sheila, we appreciate in the middle of all manner of bits and pieces, although with the vagaries of systems, etc., for one reason or the other, this may actually be going online in November as opposed to October. But that's okay. You know, it's always there, as we say, Spiritual Marketing Awareness Month. It's for a lifetime, not just for a month, to paraphrase a well-worn phrase. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic chat?
Yeah, I have, thank you. And we will regard it as the precursor to Spiritual Marketing Awareness Month 2011.
Yeah, you are, you see. It all fits together in its own marvellous, magical ways. The web address, once again, Sheila, it is?
If you go to www.spiritualmarketing-blog.com.